that was deemed unimportant and ultimately was defunded by the Sisolak administration. So I'll start with you, Sheriff, since this is your plan. It is not defunded. It's still there. You can log on to the Department of Education website. It's still there. Changes were made, though, by the legislature and the governor. What don't you like about the changes?
It's not an across-the-board solution. It has to be a across-the-board solution. It's proven. The proof is in the pudding. If they don't read by three, they have a 40 to 60% chance of failure at reaching the 12th grade. And it's a viable solution. It's a viable resource. It's a viable curriculum, an academic curriculum that proves success. And why not make it widespread?
Well, when you
and
say
have it as the standard.
When you say widespread, the change that was made is to not focus just on the early grades and to spread the money up through grade 12, I believe. That's what they did.
Yeah, but you're behind the eight ball by the time you get to the 12th grade. All that those resources need to be on the front end, on the developmental years, the major developmental years, to ensure success into the future.
Governor, what did happen, as you well know, and I've said some of the things. Read by three still exists, but this was a change by you and some of the folks in the legislature from what Brian Sandoval, the previous governor, had done. It's called categorical funding, and you essentially said we don't want to do that anymore, and we're going to throw the money more across the board, and you're going to take out a key part of Read by Three, which is holding kids back who can't read by three. That was the whole point.
That was the whole point, and it was an effective holding kids back. We don't want to hold kids back. We want to make sure kids get educated. We changed the funding formula for the first time in 50 years, John. It's a per-pupil funding formula where the money is allocated. It goes down to the jurisdictions. We have not just a Clark County school district. There's 17 school districts in the state of Nevada. Every one has a different set of problems, a different set of priorities. We gave them the flexibility to spend the money in concert with the teachers, with the parents, with the students, get them more involved in how that money will be spent in the most effective way. In some areas, we don't have as big of an ELL problem as we have here. In some of the smaller districts, we don't have as much of a Read by Three program. So we gave them the authority to spend the money. We made the money fungible. It goes to the school districts, and they determine how they best spend the money.
But why isn't it the state's role? I mean, you want to have local control of education, of course. But why isn't the state policymakers' role to say, we believe that kids need to read by three. You need to spend this money for that and not spend it on whatever you want?
Well, John, when I gave the teachers a raise, I had to get into a disagreement with the school boards that they didn't want to necessarily allocate the money we gave them, giving teachers a raise. So they have authority on how to spend their money. The governor and the legislature allocate the money to the various districts. We come up with a per-pupil funding formula. We allocate it to them, and they determine how best to spend it. The legislature should not be involved in my opinion, the categorical funding to the extent it was, no more than they should be involved with setting the curriculum in the various.
Well, I'll leave it at this. I thought Joe Lombardo was really good. I think Steve Sisolak was really good. One of the things that's a little troubling to me, I think the inexperience of Joe Lombardo showed the fact that he's not been in a debate mode, and Sisolak obviously has done this before. This will be interesting to see what the reaction of the voting public will be. Stay where you are. Guess who's coming up? We're going to be a no-spin zone because Bill O'Reilly's going to join us. Yeah, the host of the No Spin News, and of course you hear him on this radio station about four times a day. He's amazing. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Thousands of Florida residents facing another day without electricity. About 430,000 homes and businesses without power, and it will be the weekend before most power is restored. With the massive destruction left behind by Hurricane Ian, Town Hall News and our companion news network SRN is partnering with Christian nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor to rush emergency supplies and portable generators to survivors in Georgia, the Carolinas, and Florida. More information available on the website srnnews.com. Kristen Wagner with the Alliance Defending Freedom will be arguing a major free speech case before the U.S. Supreme Court this fall. It's called 303 Creative and involves a Colorado web designer banned by the state from offering wedding services because she won't promote same-sex marriages.
What's at stake is whether the government can compel speech, whether they can force people to say things that they don't believe. And our position is, which is consistent with the First Amendment, that free speech is for everyone, regardless of what their viewpoint is on a particular issue.
Wagner interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, preventing cheating in elections is a priority for voters.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 84% of likely U.S. voters believe the issue of election integrity will be important in this year's congressional elections, including 61% who expect it to be very important. Just 13% don't think the issue will be important. In August, 80% of voters expected election integrity to be an important issue in the midterms. The survey of 1,000 likely U.S. voters was conducted on September 28th and 29th. The margin of error was plus or minus 3%, with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 104, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the key deadline to keep Oakland's hopes alive to hold on to the A's has come and gone. Oakland officials said last month the city and the A's needed to finalize a deal for a proposed $12 billion development, which included a waterfront ballpark, by last week. With the deadline gone by, talks on that project will spill into next year. Remember back in June, A's president Dave Cavall said the efforts in Oakland could be doomed if the talks were pushed into 2023. Major League Baseball officials were looking for plans to be in place by the end of this year. Here in Las Vegas, though, the A's are in talks with a pair of potential stadium sites. the Las Vegas Festival Grounds on Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara, and the Tropicana Hotel Casino. Well, Las Vegas visitor numbers in August hit the pause button, reporting the weakest numbers since February of this year. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reports 3.19 million visitors in August. That was 6.4% better than the same time last year. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, though, it's 11% less. Tourism officials place most of the drop of the convention business was down 38%.
MCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes right now. 215 westbound at Gillespie. Also northbound Martin Luther King. That's at Lake Mead. And some east side incidents right now as well. Eastbound Craig, that's at Lamb Boulevard. And watch for a fender bender westbound Sahara at Maryland Parkway.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I always love it when he comes out with a new book, because that means I get to talk to him. We hear him here on the radio station on AM 670 KMZQ a bunch at 6:50 in the morning, at 8:45 in the morning, and then the No Spin News 9 until 10. He is Bill O'Reilly, and I love having him on. Bill, how you been, my friend?
Good, Kevin. Nice to talk to you, and I hope you're doing well.
I am doing great. I love it that you got a new book out, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. I've got to ask you, before we get to the book itself, tell me about the process of how you find compelling material, twice a year, once a year, whatever it is. How do you do it?
Well, usually we put out one book a year, but we put out Killing the Killers in May, which was supposed to be out last year, but because of COVID, they couldn't print it. So we now have two books this year, which, might be overdoing it a little, but I think people out in Nevada will find both books stimulating. Killers was a big bestseller, obviously, and now we got Killing the Legends. So I'm a historian who wants Americans to understand their country. That is what motivates me. And I am a person who is observant. And so I know that we are in the middle of a culture war right now, all right? And what I know people don't know is how American culture was influenced by Elvis Presley, John Lennon, and Muhammad Ali. Everybody knows their name, but they don't know how these titans, and they were, changed the way Americans live. Literally, Elvis Presley, teenager, Mississippi, changes American culture in 6 minutes on the Ed Sullivan Show singing a dopey song called Hound Dog. It's an amazing historical achievement, but people don't know. And so I've wanted to write this book for some time, and obviously the research is what sets our books apart. This is the 12th killing book. It is the most successful nonfiction book series in history. And I know you've read some of them, Kevin. You know what we do. We bring a lot to these books, a lot you don't know. But that's how I select them. I mean, the relevancy toward how we live in America today.
The Elvis part of your book to me is the most compelling because I'm a huge Elvis fan. I've seen the movie, I think, 5 times. I'm just curious, did you go to see the movie?
I saw the movie. Yes,
and,
I did.
And was it consistent with some of the research you've done?
Well, it was 2 parallel tracks. The kid who played Elvis was very good. The movie was for people who don't really know much about Elvis. It didn't get into what he actually accomplished and how he got crushed, literally, by his celebrity. A lot of Vegas in Killing the Legends, by the way, because that was the nexus of Presley's downfall. Vegas. Colonel Parker sold him out because Parker had run up so much gambling debt. And so there's a lot of Vegas in the book. But the movie itself was entertaining, but it didn't really tell you who this guy was, Elvis Presley. And he was a fascinating individual.
I'm curious about John Lennon, because I didn't know a lot about John Lennon other than the Beatles. And when he left the Beatles and went off on his own, I kind of lost track of him. Can you talk a little bit about what attracted you to John Lennon?
Well, after Elvis Presley took America from conformity to rock and roll rebellion, that's what Elvis did, changed the culture. Then in 1964, a few years later, the Beatles came across from England and were the spear point for sex, drugs, rock and roll, the culture we have today. So that culture began with the Beatles in 1964, and then it rocketed at the end of the 1960s. So Lennon at first was a gregarious guy. He was out there. He was looking like he was enjoying his life. And then again, just like Elvis Presley, he gets crushed by his celebrity. He withdraws. He turns over his entire life to a woman named Yoko Ono. And Lennon becomes a heroin addict, if you can believe it. And that's what breaks up the Beatles, the biggest group of all time. And not personal feuding, although they were at that point, you know, a little edgy with themselves, but it was his hard drug use, Lennon. And again, he did it because he couldn't take the intensity of his celebrity.
One of the things you write about, and it's consistent in a couple of these, in particular the Elvis and the Muhammad Ali part, of the people around them that shepherded them to stardom, Herbert Muhammad, when it comes to Muhammad Ali. Can you talk a little bit about the people around the people?
Yeah, I mean, all three icons were betrayed. Colonel Tom Parker betrayed Elvis Presley. You can make an argument that John Lennon betrayed himself by just giving up and allowing another person to run his life. And the Nation of Islam, Herbert Muhammad and his father Elijah Muhammad, betrayed Muhammad Ali. And they did it for money. Not so much Ono. Ono wasn't in it for the money. But the other two were, Parker and Herbert. And they just drained them. They just drained them of money. And they kept Ali in the ring when every doctor said, you know, if you keep putting him in the ring, he's going to get brain damage. Exactly what happened. And they didn't care. They wanted the money.
That's incredible. Incredible. Bill O'Reilly joining us. We are now, believe it or not, 35 days from Election Day. We got midterm elections across the country and right here. You travel the country. You talk to a lot of people. What is your sense of where the electorate is today?
Well, the vote were held tomorrow. Republicans would win easily in the House. Senate a little bit more problematic because people like Herschel Walker are blowing up Republican senatorial candidates. I don't think Arizona is going to vote for a Republican. I think Kelly will keep his seat. I do think Laxalt will win in Nevada. So you will have a new Republican senator in your state. So it's dicey across the board for the Senate. But again, if I had a bet today, I'd say that the Republicans will take the Senate.
Tell me in our final couple of minutes about your media empire, which I find fascinating. You air here on this station at 6:50 in the morning, 8:45 in the morning, and then, of course, the No Spin News, 9 to 10. Tell me about the No Spin News.
Well, what we've managed to do here is create an independent news agency, and I think it's the most successful one in the world. And we did it off my name. Everybody knows me, and that's why I could write Killing the Legends with authority, because I'm famous. I mean, I know this world, and it's a harrowing world. It was harrowing for me. I didn't handle things the way I should have. And I should have been smarter, but nobody's prepared for a celebrity. So when I left Fox, I just decided, look, I don't work for corporations anymore. I'll do my own thing. And fortunately, the American people, many of them like me, trust what I tell them, because we are a fact-based operation. We are not ideological. We don't care about parties. We watch everybody. You know, and there are times in America when you want to turn to a voice that are going to tell you the truth, even if you don't want to hear the truth. And that's what I did in the election, and that's what I'm doing now. I mean, Joe Biden, at this point in history, is the second worst president ever, 2 years into his term. The first is James Buchanan, the guy who enabled the Civil War before Lincoln. But Biden is a blanket disaster. Everybody's got to know that if you go to the grocery store. I mean, it's crazy bad. So, you know, that's the kind of commentary I deliver, and that's why, you know, we have more than 300 radio stations now across the country. The No Spin News is watched all over the world on a variety of outlets, and I have 8 and 8 number one bestsellers in the book category, so we've done okay.
Tell me how people can pick up on Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity.
Well, you got two big ways. You go to Amazon, they'll get it to you, and you go to BillO'Reilly.com, become a premium member, Kevin, and you get it free. Any of my books. You can choose that one or any of the others. And that's where the No Spin News emanates from, BillO'Reilly.com. We are integrated in the social media world, even though I am still a Luddite. A Luddite means you don't know what you're doing in mechanical areas. But, you know, look, I've been doing this for almost 50 years. We are prospering. I consider myself lucky to be an American. We couldn't do this in any other country. And, you know, we're pleased that stations like KMZQ think enough of us to carry us. I mean, it's a very high compliment to me, and I appreciate everything you guys do.
You are truly blessed, my friend. Best of luck with the book and continued success in media. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Okay, Kevin, anytime. Thank you.
Bill O'Reilly, the new book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is my auto. And this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with my key. My key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays. They can do stitches.
Urinary tract infections, blood tests, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Before we go too far, I do want to bring you one more clip, if I can, of the debate last night. And then we're going to get to some interesting, some real interesting stuff in just a minute. But Joe Lombardo was talking about voter integrity. And I wanted you to hear this before we got to the bottom of the hour. This is Sheriff Joe last night, the News 3 debate. And this is cut number 4. Joe Lombardo with Steve Sisolak. Here we go.
You think there's an election integrity issue in Nevada?
Absolutely not. And I agree with our Republican Secretary of State, who has done a great job assuring, and there's not a modicum of fraud. There's virtually no fraud in the elections in the state of Nevada.
You still think sending a mail ballot to every voter is a good idea?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you?
The more options to vote, John, is a good thing.
Why not? You know, it's Republicans who generally have used mail balloting in the past, Sheriff.
Yeah, but what's the problem with targeted mailing? If you request it and you want it, yeah, we'll accommodate you in that space. And it's not that difficult of a hurdle. But make it universal and have ballots free-willy laying around and people having access to them that may not have access to them, and you rely on the system.
But those aren't voted. They may be going to voters who aren't there anymore, and they may be piling up an apartment. But those aren't voted.
No. Well, how do you know they're not filling them out? People aren't filling them out. And so you're hoping the system will catch it. Signature verification, lack of voter ID, which is not in the place.
You support voter ID, correct?
Yes, I do, wholeheartedly.
Okay.
He supports doing anything we can to eliminate or to suppress the vote. I am in favor of doing everything possible. Early voting, vote by mail, same-day registration. Those are things that increase people's participation in the voting system. We need to do more to increase participation, not suppress voters.
Since you brought this up, I got to continue now. Even though there has been no evidence at all of widespread fraud in Nevada or elsewhere, there never has been, the more things you do, the more things you do, same-day registration, mail ballots to everyone, the more you open it up, you're also opening up potential avenues to fraud. You're not worried about that?
Nah, John, I think that...